Libraries throughout the country are adapting their services during COVID-19 to meet the needs of their communities. And let's check in on one city now. Michelle Jeske is Denver's city librarian. And Michelle, your libraries are not open for in-person browsing yet, but you're offering curbside pickup, and staff members have been going out to parks to distribute free books and even giving out water. How's that working?
Well, libraries have been innovating during this time, just like we have been for the last several decades, really kind of reinventing what a library is and does, and that has continued on during this pandemic. So as you mentioned, our library is currently not open for the public to walk into, but as we've been saying, we're still here, and we continue to do what we can outside of our buildings, and that's really been focused in our parking lots, in our sidewalks, and then our pop-up laptop service, which I can tell you a little bit more about.
Yes, I want to talk a little bit about this laptop program you all have. Access is so crucial, and especially right now, people rely on it to apply for jobs. Students need it for their homework. Last month, you all started renting out laptops to people. What kind of supporting role do you think libraries should play right now when it comes to digital access?
Well, libraries always play a critical role when it comes to digital inclusion. Just last year, our library had over 63,000 hours of use on our public computers. That was over 800,000 sessions. If you include our Wi-Fi, that adds another 670,000 uses. So when you close your doors because of public health concerns, you're really taking away something that many people in our community need. So we took multiple approaches. One is that we've had our Wi-Fi on the entire time that the library has been closed since March 15th. And we've seen a lot of people take advantage using their own devices by standing outside, sitting on picnic benches, sitting in their cars in our parking lots. We're now also offering these pop-up laptop options. And so we started with 5 libraries. We're up to 7, and we are anticipating getting to 11 of our 26 locations by the end of the month. And what that looks like is Chromebooks that we have outside. We have between 4 and 6 at each of the locations. They're set up on tables. Everything is socially distanced. We do have staff out there to assist from a distance if needed. And at this point, customers are able to get 30 minutes of use. Then we clean the devices in between and allow the next person to step up. It's really critical. I mean, it's impossible really to apply for a job or write a resume.
Absolutely.
To do telemedicine, remote learning on a cell phone if you're lucky enough to even have a smartphone.
Yeah. You know, I'm really struck by something you said earlier, that libraries have been innovating for decades. What other creative approaches are you seeing that you'd love to duplicate in Denver?
Well, we thought this was just a normal thing to do, but we've had libraries across the country reaching out to us to talk about this particular program. You know, one of the things we're really looking to is see how other libraries are safely starting to open up parts of their facilities so that we don't duplicate any mistakes and we learn.
Yeah. How worried are you about funding?
So all libraries are going to vary on this. We're part of our city government. And of course, since revenue from sales tax is down in most, if not all, communities, all of the city agencies are impacted by that. So we've already taken a budget cut here mid-year. It hasn't affected our ability to offer this kind of service at this point. But it's definitely a concern. Typically, when a library budget in any community gets cut, you'll tend to see fewer hours. So that means less access. And if the budget is cut deeply enough, that can often mean a reduction in staffing. And, you know, part of what we pride ourselves on, and all libraries do, is not just providing the access to the internet, but providing the technology training and assistance to use it, because so many people need support with that. How to use technology to advance your career, how to use technology to obtain, you know, your dreams. the beauty of the public library during good times is the same as it is during tough times. It is one of the only free places where anybody of any background can walk in and get support with whatever it is that they're trying to achieve in their lives. And so why it's more important now is because there will be far more people in need. I mean, I could go on, but it is truly the community center in a way that no other institution in a city is.
That's Michelle Jeske. She's Denver's city librarian, talking about some of the innovative ways they're still serving the community there. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.